Everybody get up. Yeah. It's time to slam now. We got a real jam going down. Welcome to the Space Jam. Space Jam. It's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam.
There you go.
All right.
Some Quad City DJs.
Wow.
You remember that movie?
Uh-huh.
1996, Michael Jordan came out with Space Jam. It's him and a bunch of Looney Tune characters.
Uh-huh.
It's coming back now, Space Jam 2. And they announced that it's going to be LeBron James starring in it.
The first one, I was like, yeah.
I went to see that in the movie theater.
Did you really?
Yeah, I was 11 years old.
Did you like it?
Yes.
I know the guy who's being the
they had that cool song out. Quad City DJs were popular. That's how old that movie is.
Yeah. The guy who's going to be directing its name is Justin Lin, and he's been a guy who's been behind the Star Trek movies, Fast and the Furious and stuff. So be interesting to see, because that's the thing when you see those kind of movies and then they get kind of like redone like 15, 20 years later. Technology wise, like we've come such a long way.
Well, that's exactly it. And Looney Tunes isn't even big anymore.
Mm-mm.
I had a Looney Tunes was so big around that time. You saw it everywhere. They were all over any kind of cereal, kids' toys, people with T-shirts. That's how.
When do you ever see like Daffy Duck and stuff?
Yeah,
anymore? You just don't. Bugs Bunny.
There's so many different things. That's all. I'm interested to see how this does. With the exception of LeBron James is a huge star.
Yeah, I'm wondering maybe the right avenue to take with it is maybe not so much the animation, but go down the other route. Like they've just done with the Jungle Book, like, you know, and try to do that kind to appeal a bit more, because I don't do people really care about cartoons as much now? I'm not sure.
It's and it looks weird.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard, and it's kind of hard for me to kind of judge that, because my daughter Maisie has never really been like a huge cartoon watcher.
I still like cartoons. I love me some Family Guy.
Yeah. Hi, Eagle 97.7. You're live on the air. Who's this? It's a mystery person. But I'm wondering if it's CTI or whatever they call it. They just done the Jungle Book. So I'm wondering if they'll just go down that, make it look like they're more like kind of like real life kind of characters more than cartoons.
The Jungle Book was done extremely well.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I went to see that the other week, and it was, sometimes I try to look for different points. I know that when we talked about it, the director, I can't think of what's his name? Jon Favreau. He was talking about how they brought in puppeteers so that the kid who plays Mowgli would actually have somebody to talk to, because he's the only person in the film. So they brought in puppeteers for him to interact with. I wonder if they're going to do the same thing for LeBron James, because the main characters besides Michael Jordan in the movie were the Looney Tunes characters. If they bring in kind of puppeteers and you look for points where things don't match.
Be interesting to see. First time round, $230 million actually earned worldwide, so it's got a little bit of something to live up to. So they've got to do something and just LeBron James and a bunch of cartoon characters, I'm sure.
Listen, we are all over the place this weekend. Where you can find me, I'll be up Friday on May 6th, this Friday, the Green in Dover from 6 to 8 for Dover Days. They have a lot going on for Dover Days. Lantern tours of the Old Methodist Cemetery. Food. There's food everywhere. Fireworks at dusk as well. Friday night's your only chance to see fireworks, so you can come hang out with me. The Green in Dover, 6 to 8 o'clock. I'll have the Grotto's Prize Wheel out there, your chance to win some Grotto's Pizza gift card. So it will be food that you can win, food there that you can eat. And it's a nice night to get the whole family out. And then on Saturday, May 7th, I'll be at Shell Brothers 55 Plus Community in Millsboro. It's called Independence. It's just off of Route 5 in Millsboro. And whenever I go, if you've never been to a Shell Brothers opening where you get to tour the houses, please come just to check out, even if you're not 55, the way that they decorate and put together an open house party, man, it's something to be seen. Yeah. So come check us out. You can find out everywhere we're going to be at eagle977.com, keyword events.